It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, as we get closer to Eagles at the Cowboys Sunday at 4:25, week 10 of the NFL season. Merrill, yesterday Nick Sirianni held his middle of the week press conference. What stood out to you? What did we learn from that?
Well, number one, he was asked about monitoring Saquon Barkley's number of carries because he's on pace to have something like 377 touches this year. And he said that he does try to get him out late in the game when that is an option. But he said our job all week is to see that he is not overworked, that he's prepared for a game, that he's not pushed too hard. And then when there are opportunities for him to rest, they pay attention to that.
And they limited him yesterday, listing him as rest on the injury report. Same thing with Jalen Hurts. I mean, clearly, Merrill, they're trying to, at least I presume, take it easy because it's two games in 5 days. After Dallas, they got Washington a week from today. So it seems like they're really trying to be careful with their stars.
They are, and they're doing the right thing. There's no doubt about that. He also points out that even though the Cowboys are struggling, even though the Cowboys have lost three straight games, they haven't won a home game since they going back to the playoff game last year.
Yeah.
They have now lost four straight games at AT&T Stadium. But he said it's not an easy game. He said anytime you play Dallas, it's going to be tough. You have to prepare to go out there and play your very, very best game.
Interesting stat that they're winless at home this season because, of course, Merrill, we know the stat that the Eagles have lost six in a row at AT&T Stadium. In fact, if you think of it this way, the last time they won at AT&T Stadium, they had not had the Lombardi Trophy yet. They had no Lombardi trophies in their history the last time that they won in that building. So something
that was 2017.
Correct. So one of those things is going to end this weekend, unless they end in a tie. Either the Cowboys are going to get their first win at home this year, or the Eagles are finally going to win in this building for the first time in a long time. What did Nick have to say about that losing streak in Dallas?
He really doesn't pay attention to things like that. They went into Cincinnati and had never beaten the Bengals in Cincinnati. So it's something that's there, but they just go out and play every game as if it's the most important game of the year. And that's the approach they have to take. He doesn't let any of that extraneous stuff get into his thinking.
Mm-hmm. And we'll close with this, because Jalen Hurts, as you know, Merrill, has been playing really well lately. No turnovers, quarterback ratings over 100 in the last however many games it's been. What did Nick have to say about the way Jalen has been performing lately?
Oh, he praised him. He said he's been playing great football, but he said Jalen Hurts is a great player, and he's just doing everything to prepare himself and performing perfectly during the games. I mean, this isn't going to last forever. At some time, he's going to have a fumble or an interception. Everybody does. But right now, he is playing really tight to the vest football. He's finding his receivers. He's picking out his targets. He's letting it go on time. He's very, very pleased with the way Jalen Hurts has turned the season around.
And speaking of one of his favorite targets, good sign yesterday that A.J. Brown taking part in practice or walkthrough, however you want to refer to it, yesterday after leaving the pass game early with a knee injury. So good sign. Also will be a good sign to get your keys tomorrow for this much important game against the Dallas Cowboys. We'll find that out tomorrow morning. Merrill, always appreciate your time. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.